Live from Bradenton, Florida this morning, Pittsburgh Pirate broadcaster Bob Walk joining us for his tour of duty this week and the Pittsburgh Pirates spring training reports. Bob, as always, appreciate the chance to get to talk with you in the spring. Pirates won yesterday 4-3 over the Yankees. Give us a short recap of that game, who played well, or maybe a couple standout things that you noticed.
Well, to be honest with you, I was in the air yesterday. I left the house about 9 o'clock, and I didn't get down here until about midnight. So, I really didn't get a chance to see much of that ball game, or even read up about it. Uh-huh. So, I can't really give you any help with the Yankee game. Down here in spring training, especially this time of year, it's kind of coming down to who's going to be the final guys to mm-hmm. to make the club in the final spots, so as far as the individual games, as long as we're not getting anybody hurt, that's kind of where it's going right now. The main thing is you're not you're trying just to fill out the roster at the end. And then there's some guys I think maybe they're a little concerned of. Bednar, for instance, you want to get him on a roll before we get to the end of the year end of the spring training after the year he had last year. So it's things like that you're looking at, making sure the starting rotation is they're all on the right path to make their starts. Like Falter, for instance, is somebody that has not made all the starts down here in spring training, so they're looking, concentrating on getting him healthy.
Bob, you talked about obviously pitching and starts. Well, this week, big news is Paul Skeens was named the opening day starter. As someone who's gotten starts in huge games yourself, Game 1, 1980 World Series as a rookie, Game 5 and a must-win in 1992 in the NLCS for the Pirates, what's that like to be called upon, the nerves and everything that goes with it? What's that like in Paul Skeens' situation or from his perspective as a pitcher getting a big start to start out the season?
Well, I think it's just kind of an honor type thing. It's not, mm-hmm. It's a little bit different than pitching in the postseason, because this is just the first game in over 6 months. So, with him, it's probably a little different than a lot of other guys. I mean, he's the favorite to win the Cy Young this year. I mean, he knows how good he is and what's expected of him. And this is pitching an opener. That's something he probably knew he was going to do over and over and over again throughout his career, because that's the kind of pitcher he is. He's going to be a real stud. More of the road type pitchers, if they have an opportunity to pitch an opener, it probably ends up meaning a little bit more to them. But I think he'll take it a little bit in stride. I'm sure because of his character, he'll be excited about it. But he's going to care more about going out and getting that win than himself just being able to pitch an opener.
Bob, Skeens last year was such a big surprise for the Pirates, not in the fact that how good he was, but how quickly he picked it up. Were you surprised at all at just how quickly and how dominant he became, getting called up to the bigs, and then not only just becoming a major league pitcher, but how good he was in his time with the Pirates? Were you surprised, and what really makes him so effective and so good?
Good. He's got he knows how to pitch. He's got a great stuff. His stuff is dominant, as good as anybody I've ever seen, and he has fantastic control. Not every game, I would say 90% of the time he can throw the baseball right where he wants to, and sure, multiple pitches, not that ball that's over 100 miles an hour. But that's why he is so good. I mean, he has everything it takes. He has stuff. He's got command, and he's got knowledge. And so as long as he's healthy, he will always be one of the best pitchers in the league. The thing that that you just mentioned that was unusual last year is how quickly he was able to get up here and do it. I mean, it was just like he came right basically out of the amateur ranks and just kind of said hello a little bit, a little cup of coffee down in the minor leagues, and then came up here and just dominated. Nobody does that. That's something that is extremely rare, no matter what position you play. But for a pitcher to come up and do that is incredible. And I think he's going to be the youngest opening day pitcher now that we've ever had, at least going back to, I think I read, back in 1900, or before 1900, some of the records aren't totally complete, so it's possible somebody else could have been younger on an opening day, but I doubt it. So that tells you something right there about who he is and what kind of pitcher he is. That he's the opening day starter. He's really the one of, if not the leader of the team, and he's an extremely young man. So and he'll be up to the task too. There's no doubt in my mind that. His age being so young, it really is meaningless right now. He just has the character of a leader.
Last year, starting pitching was a bright spot for the Pirates, but the bullpen really was kind of a loose cannon. You really didn't know, how things were going to go once they went to relief and came out of the bullpen. Coming into this year, I think that's still an outlying question mark for the Pirates. Can Bednar return to form, and how the Pirates will do once the starting pitcher comes off the bump? From your perspective, do you see things getting better? What sort of a sense do you have in terms of the bullpen for the Pirates this year?
Well, I don't think you can make a projection, it's just something we're going to have to wait and see what happens. I mean, that's what I was mentioning, what you're really looking for this last week of the spring training, and Bednar's first names I brought up because you've hit the nail on the head here. He's extremely important.
Yeah.
In the years where we were winning the wild card, and we had a lot of solid areas on the team. Offense was good. We had starting pitching, which I think was the thing that made the big difference back in those days. But also the bullpen was extremely solid, and that's what things you really need, because you're not going to win the games that you need to get up above 500 and really make a run at something. And unless the bullpen is solid enough, one, to keep you in ball games where your starter falters a little bit, or if you can, win every single game you're supposed to when you take that lead into the last two innings. And, Bednar, of course, is a big part of that. He was an excellent closer his entire time with the Pirates until last season. And I personally think there was something that was bothering Wise, where his control was never really as good as it needed to be. And that's what, I'm going to be looking for every time he gets out there. He's probably going to get at least a couple of more outings here this last week before we break camp. I want to see, is his command of his stuff, like it was a couple of years ago? Because that I think is the difference with him. He needs to get back to that. And I think if he is healthy and pitching well, the leader of that bullpen, I think everything else down there will fall into place. So we have, quite a few left-handers down there that we can choose from now. I don't know exactly how the mix is going to play out when they take guys north, but that always changes all the time. We always talk about who's going north. But 2 weeks into the season, they've already made a change or two in the bullpen. The bullpen was in flux. But I think they have the arms for it to be a very solid pen. But the main thing, I think, is getting Bednar back, because we need that top guy to close the games out the ninth.
Live from Bradenton, Florida this morning, Pittsburgh Pirate broadcaster Bob Walk joining us. Bob, always a pleasure to get a chance to talk with you, and we'll talk to you on Wednesday.
All right, talk to you Wednesday.